Let's go right back to the phones here, and let's go to Eric in New Jersey. Are you there, Eric? Oops.
Yes, sir,
okay.
Dr. Marshall.
Just about to hang up on you, buddy. You got to be fast on your feet here. All right. So you have a brother that's had an inguinal hernia, and he hasn't had it repaired yet. That's what you're saying, right?
Correct. Yeah. He went to a couple of doctors, and one made a completely whatever.
Well, is he way overweight, or is he normal weight?
Yeah, he's normal weight. He's about 170 and about 5'11 or so.
And how old is he?
Around 44.
Okay. Well, the first concern I have whenever a hernia occurs later in life is that something has imbalanced the sacrum. And so just to go and repair the hernia surgically, you can do it, and it's a great idea, but it's an issue. Oh, we're getting near. I'll try to finish this before we go off. It's an issue. You want to get that sacrum back to normal, maybe using a hang-up, and then have the surgery, but no metal inside there. Thanks for your call. Bye.
Yes, sir.
Okay, buddy, so you get the idea that the reason this has occurred is an unusual stress. Now, if he became vegetarian, protein was low, he was doing a lot of exercise.
Lots of exercise. No, not vegetarian, no.
Good. Okay, he does lots of exercise. I love that. That's good. But he may have had an injury several years ago, maybe five or more years ago, to his tailbone or sacrum. So he needs to have a chiropractor check to be sure the alignment is correct. Then, if he surgically recovers the hernia, but I do not recommend any kind of metal or mesh or anything put in there. If they need to, and if the physician wants to do that, you can always hunt for another guy. If something does go in there, it should be something that will dissolve over time, not plastic, not metal, because that's going to create a problem long term. Okay?
Yeah, that's what they wanted to do before, and I advised them not to, not to.
No, there are materials that can be put in there that dissolve over time, and if he's not overweight, they may not even need to use anything. It just depends. But you see, the reason they do is that the sacrum is out of whack, and so there's unusual force at that one site. And since they're not correcting that, that's going to tear again unless they put something strong in there. So I understand their position and their in their slot. That makes sense, but for long term, it does not make sense for him. So he needs to call around, find someone who will do this with something that'll dissolve, or do it without adding something. That's what I would do. Okay, Eric?
Okay. I also heard you mention before about, if he does decide to do anything medical later on after we go to the chiropractor and the QRA practitioner and get the hang up and all that, if he does decide to do the surgery, I remember you said there is a special way that we should get a document and have the doctor sign.
Oh, you want to go over exactly what he's going to do, and you and he agree exactly what's going to be done. You don't want to find out later that he changed his mind. See, most of the time when you sign this disclaimer, it gives them authority to do anything and everything once they get in there. And then you wake up and you've got a surprise. You don't want to do that. You want to get his disclaimer form and take it home with you and have a chance to read it. Many times people are given this when they're on a gurney going in for the surgery. And, it's 10, 15 pages. No one on earth could read and comprehend it in the matter of a couple of minutes that would be granted you. So that's a very, very good idea to make sure that you get what you expect and that the surgeon is very clear on what you want done. Okay?
So besides that disclaimer, we want to create our own little agreement with the doctor.
Exactly. In the context of that, when it's going to discuss each of these key issues, you will have placed what you want in there.
Okay, got it.
Okay, thanks for
your call. So the hang-up first?
Yep. Get a hang-up, have a chiropractor check him. If there's been a sacral injury, he may get an adjustment. He may do the hang-up, come back, get another adjustment. Finally, the chiropractor says, okay, your sacrum is stable. All right. now a surgery makes sense, and you know the likelihood of tearing again would only be possible if he injures again. So, and during the time that he's working on that sacrum, he should be on bone and joint. You should make sure that his pH is good, so that the body has the nutrient to stabilize that sacrum and prevent him from having another problem. Also, if you don't do that, he may observe the arches of his feet are collapsing, and pretty soon he can't run and do the sports he was doing before. This happens to millions of Americans. Okay?
Great. So we'll also visit the QRA practitioner as well.
Well, that's a great idea, because that gives you and your brother a chance to convert the adversity to your advantage, and I believe that's God's favorite game.
Absolutely.
Okay,
thanks so much, Doctor.
You're welcome. Bye now.